Welcome back to the News Hour on this Friday. It's another busy weekend of Illinois athletics, and it's time for the Illini Notebook with Brian Barnhart, voice of the Fighting Illini, brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Baruse, and Seven Saints. Brian, two basketball games and a football game sandwiched in between coming up in just a little while here at State Farm Center. It will be Illinois and DePaul tipping off third game of the season for the Illini under Brad Underwood and renewing a rivalry that last had a game in 1957. It's good to see two in-state schools get to play each other.
Yeah, and DePaul had some great teams back in the 80s. There, Ray Meyer was the coach, and they had Mark Aguirre and Terry Cummings, and later on they had Rod Strickland and Dallas Comegys, and there were all kinds of big names in DePaul history, and Illinois and DePaul never got together for whatever reason. And the last time they played was 1957 at Huff Hall, and Illinois and DePaul played every year between 1950 and 57, sometimes twice in a year. They would do a home-and-home at Chicago Stadium for DePaul and at Huff Gym for Illinois.
Well, I'd expect the talent for DePaul to be a little bit higher than any of the previous two teams Illinois has faced.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, they're in the Big East, so you're talking about a bigger conference, per se. Now, DePaul didn't have a great year last year. I think they won 9 games, so it's not like they're coming off fantastic success, but they've got some good players. They've got some guys you're going to have to watch, and I think a big guy, a transfer from Northern Illinois that's in there, name of Marin Marich, who is a big guy at 6'11". They list him at 240. He might be bigger than that. And then you throw in Eli Kane. You've got Devin Gage, a sophomore from Chicago Curry. Those two guys are off to a good start, averaging double figures.
Brad Underwood's pleased by and large what he's gotten out of his guys in two games, but he wants more communication. That's a big key for him.
Yeah, communication on offense and defense in particular. They had their practice yesterday. I watched a little bit. That was an emphasis on defense. I want guys talking. I want to deny the ball. All the usual things that he's been trying to get them to do. Play with that mentality of attack, 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 both offense, defense, inbounds plays, trying to get the ball in, be aggressive, never let up. And so we'll see the steps they've taken forward since last game here coming up in a couple hours.
7:30 is the tip-off here in a little while from the State Farm Center. And then you get a little bit of sleep and head to Columbus, Ohio, Brian, tomorrow for the Buckeyes and the Illini. Of course, the Buckeyes are still in the conversation, although maybe outside looking in for the college football playoff. It's going to be a tough test.
It is. Everybody knows that. I mean, I think the Buckeyes have still a lot to play for, as you mentioned. They're kind of on the fringe, on the outside, if you will, of the postseason, the Final Four of college football, if you will. They've had, the Iowa game. I've asked Ohio State people, and you may have too. I think you talked to Paul Keels this week, the voice of the Buckeyes. You know, what happened in the Iowa game? How did they get beat so badly, 55-24 or whatever it was? And he told me it was just give credit to Iowa. They came out ready to play. JT Barrett, I think, threw a pick on the first play of the game, pick six, and it kind of set the tone for the rest of the night. And Iowa just played at a very high level, and that's what you have to do to beat an Ohio State team. And Ohio State team, when they're angry, kind of like they were, after that game, they took it out on Michigan State, and hopefully they're not quite as angry coming up tomorrow. But they're a good, Barrett, obviously. I think the biggest improvement for Ohio State from last year was the receivers have gotten so much better. Before, it was maybe Barrett and Weber, and those were the two guys they relied on a lot in the backfield at quarterback and running back. And now they've got receivers with, just huge numbers. And they've got guys with 20 catches, with 45 catches, just up and down the list, 32 catches for Paris Campbell. So you've got 6 guys with at least 20 catches or more this year for Ohio State. So that's been probably the biggest improvement.
And the thing with playing in Ohio State where they are position-wise is they have to win out to make it to the college football playoff. Obviously, they got to get into the Big Ten championship first. The chances of them just looking past Illinois is pretty slim because they know they have to win this game.
Well, they do, and they play Michigan next. So they don't want to be, they want to be looking past Illinois as they get ready for Michigan. But, Illinois is banged up. They're young. They're going into a learning environment, obviously, for these guys, for these young guys in front of 110,000 people. And so we'll see, who plays quarterback, who's healthy at running back. We'll know all of that here coming up by the time we get over there.
All right, Brian, you got a couple of notebooks in front of you. I'll let you have at it. Let's open them up and see what's in them.
Well, a couple of things on the DePaul game. I mentioned in 1948 and 1950, Illinois and DePaul played two times. And they played four times between the years 1944 and 1945. Of course, Ray Meyer took DePaul to the Final Four in the NCAA, just interesting, 1943, and then again in 1979, which was the year, of course, of Magic and Larry Bird, the Indiana State-Michigan State matchup. They were in that Final Four. So that was an interesting note on them. As far as football notes, some interesting tie-ins with Illinois and Ohio State. The last meeting in 2015, you know who the running back was for Ohio State?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott, 181 yards. Lovie Smith coached at Ohio State as a defensive back coach for John Cooper, mm-hmm. who he played for at one point. And that was the year Eddie George won the Heisman. Lovie Smith succeeded Greg Schiano as the head coach in Tampa Bay in 2014. Schiano is now the defensive coordinator at Ohio State, so that's interesting. Coach Smith and Coach Urban Meyer have coached in the same game twice before, where they've been on the sidelines. 1990, Arizona State against Colorado State. Okay, and in 1987, Wisconsin and Ohio State.
Huh.
Urban Meyer was at Ohio State, I think as a grad assistant or just getting started. And Lovie Smith was at Wisconsin. So that's the interesting connection between those. This is also interesting. Every year from 1919 until 1933, Illinois played Ohio State in the final game of the regular season. That was Ohio State's last game.
It was never Michigan.
It started with Michigan in 1935. It was Illinois and Ohio State from 1919 to 1933. Only Michigan has played Ohio State more times than Illinois, 113 times. Illinois and Ohio State are playing for the 103rd time. And the Illini and the Buckeyes played every year for 89 straight years from 1914 to 2002. All right. And then a couple of little statistical notes on the Fighting Illini here for this year. The 107 yards by Lewis Dorsey against Indiana, sixth most by a true freshman in program history. It's in the top six.
He's going to be a really good player.
Yeah,
he already is.
Ricky Smallings with 111 against Rutgers. Ricky Smalling, that was fifth. And Smalling also ninth all-time by true freshman with 99 at USF earlier this year. And the Illini lead FBS teams in forced fumbles with 16. And they've recovered. The defense has 9 of those 16 fumbles, which is second in the Big Ten.
They almost had a scoop and score last
how's
week.
How's that for a positive stat?
Yeah, pretty good.
For Illinois. So, yeah, we'll see. And we got the game with Marshall on Sunday.
Yeah,
basketball
that's a,
game.
That's a 4 p.m. tip.
Take on the Thundering Herd in that ball game. It's interesting connection there, but I'll mention this to close it out. The coach here at Illinois that came from Florida, of course, was Lon Kruger. The guy that replaced Lon Kruger at Florida was Billy Donovan, who at the time was coaching at Marshall.
He went from
Marshall to Florida and, of course, won a couple of titles down there.
Now he's in Oklahoma City, and you can play 6 degrees of you can play 6 degrees of Lovie Smith and probably Lon Kruger, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of connections. So,
Brian,
busy weekend
for
you, too.
It's a full one, and we'll enjoy it.
Yep.
Brian, thanks much.
All right.
The Illini Notebook brought to us by Guido's Jupiter's Billy Brews and Seven Saints. Local news next.